WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump on Capitol Hill this morning will try to get Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package that some in his own party say spends too much money. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
This is a big week for his agenda, for all of us. We've been working on reconciliation for more than a year, as you all know. And it all comes down to these final details.
In the bill, there are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Going higher, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage, now over 7%, says ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
That surge follows last week's downgrade of the U.S. credit outlook by Moody's, causing investors to look for safer investments.
On top of tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend, more than 30 million Americans are under new weather alerts. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured. Investigators believe that they had help. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident on Monday. The Platteville Police Department said early in their investigation they found there was no danger to the public. The campus was put on lockdown for about an hour and a half, and people were asked to avoid a dorm area. Police didn't release much information at all at a press conference last night, but hours later they released the following. Two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Hallie Helms of Baraboo, had died in the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dorm on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so students and staff can access mental health resources. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that would keep Thermo Fisher Scientific in Dane County. The company employs 1,800 people in Middleton and was being lured by other states. Lawmakers crafted a plan to give Thermo Fisher extra tax incentives that passed with bipartisan support. The company is also planning on expanding, which should create an additional 350 jobs. And Wisconsin is number one for Drug Takeback Day this spring. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected more than 56,000 pounds of unwanted medication. That's more than any other state this year. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication. That's third place behind Texas and California. Drug Take Back Day happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. Getting rid of drugs that are old or no longer needed can help prevent accidents and substance misuse. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites. There are more than 500 of them across the Badger State. You can find more Wisconsin stories on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew hosts the Orioles.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Orioles again tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' William Contreras with four hits and the go-ahead RBI to win 5-4. I asked Contreras, how can he play catcher with that fractured middle finger on his left hand?
It's hard. Sometimes morning is hard to move it, but I have to do too many things in my finger, to put in hot water and cold water during the day and get ready for the game.
NFL owners' meetings underway today in Minnesota. The Packers will reintroduce a proposal to ban the Eagles' tush push. Green Bay confirms they've signed their first-round draft pick, Matthew Golden, to a four-year deal worth over $17 million guaranteed.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better, you know, 1% better, and just perfect my craft. You know, I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s, the wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Brackenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopeski, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The Chief of Police of the United States Capitol Police Force clearly and plainly said, and I support the position, that the settlement was a slap in the face to the hardworking, courageous, and brave men and women of the United States Police Force. It was totally done without any communication to the chief of the Capitol Police or his lawyers, and appears solely the result of a political determination that Donald Trump and Republicans are going to try to whitewash what happened on January 6th.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Your taxpayer dollars going to pay off a terrorist who is trying to, cancel your vote.
Displeased.
Oh, Jody Hamilton is displeased. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Jody Hamilton. It was her first big girl show yesterday.
Yay!
With her mommy, Carol Burnett. Hooray! And she's here with us, filling in for Chris LaVoie all week. So, yay. Thank you, honey bun. Wow. Yes, I chose my Republicans. They really are that horrible shirt. Because you knew it would only take a second for Donald Trump to say something horrible about Joe Biden's cancer, like his horrible son.
Yes.
And the rest of the horrible, horrible maggots.
Yes.
That are implying it was part of the cover-up and blah, blah. Oh, by the way, did you know that Biden has stage 9 cancer, according to Trump?
What?
And he's not having any cognitive difficulty. Can I just tell you, that's a Jen Kirkman joke.
I don't know
if you've heard her routine about what it's like when one of your friends has kids and you can't get their attention anymore on the phone. And that's a bit about, she screams, I have stage 9 cancer.
And there is no such thing, people.
Right. That's why it's... Oh, my God. He's like, oh, it takes a while to develop. So here we go, right? Yep. Just awfulness on top of awfulness on, conspiracy theory on top of conspiracy theory.
Yep.
By the way, it's always projection, Jody. Don't worry about those tweets right now. Pay attention to Mama.
All right.
Mommy has a little, I don't know if you've noticed this, Belle. Mama has a little trouble technically. Jody had to print some stories and my tweets and things because I can't make the thing work from the thing, from the printer, from the thing.
Yeah. And I'm still trying to figure that out for you.
Okay.
If it's any consolation, I still can't print from this computer, and I've tried to figure that out.
You know, we are giving lie to the whole theme of...
Oh, no, I'll teach
girls.
You how to do it from that one. Well, you have to connect, because you have to connect to the Wi-Fi and then disconnect from the whole thing. Yeah.
I hope Crystal Boy isn't listening. He's like, oh, girls, they're so adorable.
But you changed everything over there, so that's different.
All right.
So. Well,
don't worry. We don't have to do tech talk on the air, but my point is, this is, can I just say, I have a whole new appreciation for Crystal Boy, Jody Hamilton, Travis Bone, Bella. This is not as easy as it looks. There's a lot of work involved. Huh. All right. Anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. See? Who's in charge of where was I? Nobody. I'm all on my own.
We were talking about Ashley Babbitt and our taxes.
No, that was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
You were doing tech things. no, just this Biden. It's just so awful. And again, like everybody that was a COVID expert is suddenly a, you know, prostate cancer expert. And Jody, your family, my family, almost everybody's family has been touched by cancer. And it's like, it is always projection. Clearly, it's Trump's doctors that have never been transparent and or are clearly lying.
Yes.
Biden has disclosed, they disclosed a real medical report from a real doctor every time he had a physical.
Exactly.
So this is just, here we go with more bull about cover up. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, oh, he hid it from the American. I mean, they have people on TV go, oh, well, you know, he had to have had it years. It's like,
you don't know that.
Right. I mean, how many people have we heard from who have stories about, hang on.
They wake up and have stage four cancer.
Wynn says, so the logic is that he, a man who's been acutely affected by cancer and what it can take from you, knew he had the disease and didn't treat it, or that he did treat it, and as the most scrutinized man in the world, it didn't leak? What in the actual are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like, be real. Any media figure who furthers this narrative should be blast off to Mars on one of Elon's exploding rockets.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. JK said, I've seen at least two doctors on TV stating with certainty that Joe Biden has had prostate cancer for a number of years, with the clear implication being that he's been hiding it from the public until just now. This is reckless speculation. It is irresponsible for any news organization to let comments of that nature go unchallenged. Mm-hmm. And one last one, Katie, for clarification, tumors can be missed during routine checkups, but an ear will not grow back after being shot.
Thank you.
We never saw a medical report.
Nope.
Never heard from a real doctor after that.
Nope.
Eric Trump said his ear was blown off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the medical diagnosis we got after, yeah.
Yet it looks perfectly fine.
6'3", 220, really? How many side-by-side photographs do we need of, you know, NFL tight ends that are...
Exactly.
I mean, give me a... with medical cover. Dr. Ronnie, who was... giving out pills like a Pez dispenser,
yep.
And is reportedly a drunk, allegedly. But I mean, he was actually they found that in investigation that he was drinking excessively on the job, abusive, handing out.
Yeah.
Really, he's going to chime in. His was the Trump medical report that got laughed off out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the most North Korean medical report ever. He's the healthiest man that will ever take this office. We have eyes. We can see this orange bag of trans fats. Sorry, Bella. Trying to find things.
Uh-oh.
Believe in yourself. You do not have the natural talent for wrongness that Chris does.
Want to bet?
Who said, just read a copy of this silly book, and if anyone's curious for a review from someone who lived it firsthand, this book is political fairy smut for the permanent professional chattering class. Who said that?
Dr. Peabody.
No.
It's Mr. Peabody.
Naomi Biden.
She's a smart lady.
Yeah, Joe Biden. I don't know anything about her. I like her.
Me too.
She's Biden's eldest granddaughter. Who said the ones who rarely enter the arena but profit from the spectacle of those that do? Put simply, it amounts to a bunch of unoriginal, uninspired lies written by irresponsible, self-promoting journalists out to make a quick buck. Who said that?
Doogie Howser.
No! Naomi Biden. You're not really wrong, but you're really slow. Are you going to kick your leg out from like a doctor hitting your knee like 5 years ago in a second?
Yeah.
Mess everything up.
Reflexes are really bad.
Oh! Okay. Naomi further accused Tapper and et cetera of leaning on anonymous sources to push a self-serving narrative that absolves them of any responsibility for our current national nightmare.
Yep.
Thank you. This is just people trying to lay blame for this complete tragedy we are living through. She said all of this at the expense of a man so completely good and honest that it's impossible for these people to ever understand the why or how of it all. There are real stories to be told, and one day I suspect they will. History will reward the truth. Thank you, Naomi.
People are mean.
Yes. Yes. Like, you know,
even Donald is saying it's a cover-up now.
No, it's what I'm saying. Yeah. Of course it took him like 3 seconds. The nice tweet he obviously didn't write.
Of course not.
It took him 2 seconds to read what his awful son said, as I said, you weren't listening to me earlier, I already said all this. And then all the other awful Republicans who are, yes,
they're
really
awful.
That horrible. And then, of course, he's speculating from the Oval Office on stage nine.
There is no such thing.
I never know if it's the stupidity that's going to kill me first or just the meanness and hate we marinate in every day. I don't know. From this, like you were saying, I think our friend John Pavlovitz talked about that as a former pastor, that we just seem to be beyond any point of like human decency or empathy that used to be nonpartisan. I've told this story before, and it's not a story, Bella, about how wonderful I am, although I think that goes without saying.
Well, of course.
Naturally.
It maybe nostalgia music. It's back to a time not that long ago, Jody, not that far away.
Really?
When things like cancer, people were just people for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella, back when Mommy was a child star, I was the Shirley Temple of political talk. And I hosted a show on CNBC, right, called Equal Time with Baby Cannon.
Yes, you did.
And we used to have Laura Ingraham on all the time. She was one of the 11 billion blonde Republican woman pundit, whatever.
Right.
Sometimes she would fill in for Bay. Let me take a moment to say she sucked. Oh, my God, she blew so many chunks. I'm just saying, for someone that is now much more wildly successful than I am, I'm just telling you, I was her mentor. She was very new at TV. It was supposed to be live to tape, and it took her like 11 billion takes. And she got really upset, and I was really nice to her. I was like, Lord, it's okay, it's okay. You know, we'll start again, and we'll get it. Anyway. So anyway, she got cancer. She got
breast cancer.
Anyway, and this was many years later.
Right.
But I just wrote to her, and I just said, you know, cancer touches both sides of the aisle, and, you know, I hear you've had great success in radio since, you know, I knew you back then, and, you know, happy for that, and just want you to know we're all, you know, pulling for you, hope you. And she wrote back, you could tell, okay, that's so much nostalgia. I hate that story. I hate humanizing liberals. Anyway, she wrote back, but I mean, almost the point of it is you could tell how genuinely shocked she was and touched. Mm-hmm. And I thought, no, this should kind of be the bar for human decency to go like, I know you, we've worked together. I'm really sorry. I hope just we're all pulling for you.
It's just basic humanity.
Yeah. And we couldn't be more different politically and disagree, you know, more.
Right.
But I guess even back then it was shocking. Somebody would be like a human for a second, but today, this Republican Party, not for a second. Is there a second of decency before they try to, you know, use this as a
further
political
football?
Yeah, they
want to have hearings on it now.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Titus, thank you. I just, you know what, can I thank you everybody for the outpouring of love and defense of Joe Biden? But Chris Titus, who I love, said, was Biden capable of doing his job? Stopped COVID, added 12 million jobs, stock market at 45,000, American Recovery Act, CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act, United NATO, helped Ukraine beat Putin, infrastructure, strengthened pandemic response, on and on and on. We were so calm, people whined about eggs. So if he had dementia, I'll take him over this bloated, fascist, bankrupt, racist, rapist, daughter coveting, lying, convicted criminal anytime. Love you, Joe. Thank you for 50 years. The only thing I would point out in there is he doesn't have dementia.
No, he does not.
He's like, that's the other thing.
He does not.
And Trump clearly does. It's sorry to diagnose, but oh, my God.
Yep.
Stage 9 cancer? That's just the latest thing, right? Ay, ay, ay. Right, and Foggy, one last one, it said Presidents FDR, Eisenhower, Wilson, Cleveland, Reagan, and Trump all hid their health status from the public. Cancer isn't like an infection where symptoms make obvious you're sick.
Right.
Often people with cancer have no idea they have it. There is zero basis for thinking Biden hid anything, but Trump world never lets facts impede their narrative. So when they feign horror, claiming a cover-up, ask why they were content when Trump hid his health data from the public after his quote-unquote attempted assassination.
Yeah.
Not to mention he sent his thugs to steal his actual medical
records. Yeah, I remember
from that
crazy
doctor in
New York. No longer with us, correct?
Yes, because...
I don't know.
Was it...
Stage 9 cancer?
No, you're supposed to say, I sent you...
Murder?
Thank you! I let you have all the fun and you blew it.
Murder?
Okay. Was it?
Murder?
Man, can you imagine if we ever find out all the cover-ups of Donald Trump? Seriously, all his crimes,
people know.
Health stuff. Oh, my God. All right, we have your lover, Charlie Pierce, coming up 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Another thing Jody Hamilton knew, because she's the smartest girl in class, and she knew way before everybody else. She's that girl. Yeah. Is this going to be on the test? Do we have to know this? Thanks, Jody. Now we need extra homework. Credo Mobile, it's the nation's only progressive phone company. Switching is so easy, and then you're behind a company that is behind your values, right? They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. Join today, and you get everything you need. Dependable nationwide service, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Bam! CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. If you use the code STEF25, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years. At CredoMobile.com.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even superlative.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple block protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will expend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com. Promo code Stephanie14.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. All right, we're all doing a million things technically. Going on with the phones. Okay. All right.
See, now it does that sometimes.
Yeah, it's like I just dropped my 1940s telephone. Sprangle. Okay. That was John Pavlovitz is who I was thinking of, our pastor friend. He said, cancer is nonpartisan. Compassion should be too. Sadly, it isn't. Sorry, you just knew that they were going to take 2 seconds.
Yep.
Because at first you thought, oh, are they going to be sorry about all the Biden bashing they've been doing?
No.
They're just going to use this. Against him. Easy Mama says the same people in the media who are questioning Joe Biden's diagnosis are the same people that believe Trump grew his ear back, no questions asked, and never asked. I think that's the part that's making all this worse, Jody, is just this. Are you effing kidding me? We didn't see anything after a quote-unquote assassination attempt, not to mention all the stuff he has told us are clearly complete lies.
Exactly.
His last medical, he's like, oh, he's won many great golf victories. What? How? First of all, how is that a medical report except in North Korea?
Right.
And secondly, they're his clubs and he cheats. Of course he always wins golf tournaments. That's not like,
Yeah.
Okay. Becoming Peaceful says, I cannot tell you the number of patients I've had over the last 15 years who suddenly discovered they had stage 4 cancer. So many people do not have symptoms. Their cancer is discovered on an X-ray or after a fall or doing routine blood work. It happens all the time. It's time for that. It's time for the battery backup. I already did it once this morning. Yes, everybody. Thank you. We know our UPS battery backup is going. We understand. We're just trying to take care of one problem at a time. Okay. Jody just stuck my headphone box back up with new adhesive because that keeps falling off during the show. Did I mention that Laura Ingraham makes a lot more money than I do?
She has a staff.
Yeah. I'm going to guess she doesn't have to stick them up her headphone box.
I guess.
Oh, Mama's taking so many wrong turns in life. yes, where was I? Blah, blah, blah. Yes, suddenly folks are making decisions around treatment or hospice. It's devastating. Everyone in this situation and their families deserve empathy and compassion, no matter who they are. Let's be better, folks.
Yes.
It bears repeating about how wonderful I am. I just was...
Your modesty is underwhelming.
I think my modesty is the best part of me. I just was, you know, it was many years ago, by the way, that Laura Ingraham got breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And it had been many years since I had worked with her, but I just reached out and just said,
the right thing to do.
So sorry, and, you know, we're all, you know, rooting for you, and I hope you're okay. And I mean, that should be just the baseline
exactly.
of sort of decency. And again, we couldn't disagree more politically, but they've just, what is it, Jennifer Aniston? Because, you know, I've always been Team Jen. I don't know where you are, Bella, but I am always. Will always be Team Jen. Anyway, although I would not kick Angelina Jolie out of bed for eating crackers, but my point is,
I told you I met her and she is stunning.
Yeah. Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
No, she's like it's frightening how pretty she is.
Whatever. What was my point? Oh, she just talked about, you know, what was Brad Pitt? I think at the time, but she said he's missing a sensitivity chip. This entire party, as humans, seems to be missing a sensitivity chip of some kind. And I don't even know what more to say about that. Adam says, Trump sent thugs to steal his medical records from his doctor. The press didn't give a... Thank you. Trump's favorite doctor was handing out fentanyl at the White House. The press didn't give a... Trump lies about his height and weight. The press didn't give a... He also lied about COVID and killed Herman Cain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing. We just didn't... How can you not get how complicit the media is, where we are, and how this book and all of it is part of them deflecting blame again to Joe Biden, to the Democrats, whatever. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The average home in Madison is now worth close to $500,000. That's according to a new report from the city assessor's office. Home prices skyrocketed through the pandemic, and now that trend is slowing down. So prices are still going up, but at a more sustainable rate. In 2020, the average single-family home within city limits was valued at $315,000. Now it's $481,000. There were two times back-to-back during the pandemic where values rose more than 12% in just 1 year. But from 2023 to 2024, they only rose about 5%. That puts property value increases closer to pre-pandemic growth. And on top of that, the number of houses sold is also dropping. About 2,200 single-family homes were sold in Madison last year. That's about half the number of homes that were sold in 2022. This could all signal a return to more modest growth for the city of Madison. Overall, though, there was a record $1 billion in new development last year. Now, the housing shortage has been a huge problem in Madison and Dane County. So let's look at their progress building new housing so far this year. 521 units have been completed since January 1st. City staff say now that the weather is getting warmer, that should pick up the pace for builders. 4,200 units are currently under construction. And when it comes to housing that's considered affordable, about 90 units have been added so far in 2025, and more than 900 are currently being built. The city of Madison is expecting to have 18,000 more residents just in the next 5 years. So the goal is to add 15,000 new homes by 2030, and at least a quarter of them should have the long-term affordability designation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and cold today with heavy rain likely. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain by the time everything winds down later tomorrow. Our high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. The wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40 here today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
.gov.
We are
are way past the concession phase here because this is a completely partisan bill. They have rejected opportunities. They wouldn't even tell us last night about what the proposed changes and side deals they were making. And now for the next step in this process, they have set the hearing for Rules Committee at 1 a.m. If you have a bill that you are proud of, a bill that is helping meet the high costs of living, a bill that could expand health care, takes care of our veterans and our seniors and our children, you do not hold the hearing at 1 a.m.
Thank you, Representative Clark. If you're doing anything good for the American people that you're proud of, you don't do it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You don't. You don't.
So
that's,
no
that's
one sees
ridiculous.
That you're trying to take away their Medicaid. It's so disgusting. Okay, Jody, we have reached that point. People are now quoting your show instead of my show. So your All About Eve moment has arrived without killing me.
Yet.
You don't even have to wait for me to die and take over this show now. You have your own big girl show, Politics Bar, which just launched yesterday. Jonathan said, I was listening to Jody Hamilton's show.
Well, it's on after yours, if it helps.
Well, right. And the Biden thing, as an attempt, it's starting another Benghazi. That's a MAGA GOP who's behind it with the corporate media backing them. They plan on using it to smear and attack Dems in both the 2026 and 2028 elections. You know what? I heard that on the Stephanie Miller show earlier yesterday morning before Jody Hamilton said it on her show. I never. That being said, listen to Jody Hamilton's new show. It's fantastic. And we love her. And she's here this week helping, even though she's launching her own show. Hooray. It's just John Pavlovitz again, but just about the media. The media who doomed us to fascism with their irresponsible coverage during the last election cycle are ignoring the current president's cognitive decline and sociopathy so they can focus on the supposed past deficiencies of President Biden, one of the most successful presidents we've ever had. It is disgusting. Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. That was on the Stephanie Miller show that you just heard that. John Pavlovitz. Okay. Karen in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller show. Write it down. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Yes, I would, you know, to kind of piggyback on that, I have had the theory that, you know, with liberals and Democrats, we operate from a sense of empathy. The policies reflect that. And on the other side of it, with conservatism, with the Republican Party, there is a certain thread of sociopathy that goes, runs through it. And it is reflected in the way they make policy. And the only time you ever see empathy coming from them is when it is within their own tribe, or if it's extended to the other side, it seems performative and not authentic.
Right.
You know, in there. So, you know, that is like, it just seems, I mean, I am looking for, you know, the good, but I honestly, I'm not seeing it. And I haven't seen it for a very long time coming from that side. Well, everything is bent on cruelty and a lack of empathy for human beings that don't look and worship the way they do.
Yep. And by the way, this ongoing endless autopsy of 2024. Heather said when Biden started slowing down, tripping over his words, debating poorly, Democrats noticed. They spoke about it. When Trump posts in the middle of the night, insults half the country, calls Mattel a country, and tariffs penguins, Republicans call him a staple genius. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in the parties.
Absolutely.
Is they are a cult. They will defend anything he does. And I keep saying it, Jody, but now even more so, if we had just stood together behind Biden, I think we might have had a different outcome.
And I think
his
second debate would have been a lot better.
This is us. We turn on each other and, you know, we're almost too skittish about stuff.
His second debate would have been a lot better. He wouldn't have been sick. They would have made it so that he was not around a lot of people, that he was just concentrating on that, doing his job, mind you, because...
Well, he did a bunch of things after that debate. You know, that's what someone else said that broke their heart, how hard he worked to get back after that debate. And he did. He gave I forget which speech it was.
It was an international speech, yeah.
Yeah, hit it out of the park, you know. I mean, it's just... But that was it, man. One debate. And then it's just the people. Here's, again, difference in the parties. So this one from, what's his name? This is Dr. Ronnie, who came like the bull you know, medical report on Trump, was handing out, you know, pills like a Pez dispenser in the White House, was apparently... by the way, is there anyone in the Trump administration that is not or has not been a drunk at some point, allegedly? Just saying, right?
Yeah.
This story, Texas representative responds to Biden cancer diagnosis with a conspiracy theory because, of course.
Right.
This story, what good is someone else's cancer diagnosis if you can't spin it into a self-serving conspiratorial yarn? Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican of Texas, decided to accuse the Biden administration of a political cover-up. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This is the guy complicit in covering up Trump's obvious health and mental, physical, you name it. He said, he wrote, care at the White House should be second to none. Oh, yeah, that's why Trump had you. Unbelievable this was missed, but the truth is his physician was more concerned about assisting with the political cover-up than providing world-class medical care. I hope the White House doctor sues the out of him.
I do, too.
He's wildly speculating about that?
I do, too.
Okay. It's the accusation echoes similar refrains from other Republicans who are eager to distract from Trump's countless recent missteps, like accepting a $400 million gift from Qatar, which we just found out was not,
a gift.
He asked for it.
He did.
He begged for it because he has to have a shiny new toy because baby's plane isn't ready yet.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It will cost $1 billion to make it into an Air Force One. Okay, don't even get me started. Trying to strong-arm Walmart into price controls because of his tariffs, obsessing over Bruce Springsteen's skin, publishing deeply insecure missives about Taylor Swift. Don Jr. doubled down in a separate post yesterday. Everyone was in on the cover-up, he wrote. Who was running the country? We need accountability. J.D. Vance did his part to help puff up the scandal. In some ways, he said, I blame Biden less than I blame the people around him. With a nod to the conspiracy theory, cover-up, blah, blah, blah. Why didn't the American people have a better sense of his health picture? Why didn't the American people have a more accurate information about what he was actually dealing with? Oh, my God, the projection is just...
Well, and if...
And by the way, can I just say, my friend Jill Sobey will be immortal for many things, but one of which is J.D. Vance is a... Do we still have a version of that that's radio-friendly?
I'm sure
you do. J.D. Vance is a... And everything else... That rhymes with it, including Emily Blunt and Alan Funt.
And I'm friends with Alan Funt's son.
I think Chris had it.
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm friends with Alan Funt's son.
They're awful. They're just awful. They worship an awful man. It has made them an awful party full of awful people. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And can I just give it, can I give a big shout out to Jim Clyburn? As Naomi Biden said, you know, if you weren't there,
right.
You know what I mean? This is people. Jim Clyburn is a very close friend of Biden's.
Yes.
Talked to him, saw him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He said he still had faith that President Biden would be fit to be president again for a 4-year term. He said, which, by the way, I hope a lot of the people's, you know, experiences with prostate cancer, I hope, obviously, Joe Biden has one of those good outcomes because somebody, you know, wrote to us yesterday that they live, you know, their loved one lived at least 13 years after or whatever. You know, I guess it's very good that it's hormone sensitive,
yes.
So it can be treated. But anyway, not a doctor. I'm going to say that right up front. Okay. He said on State of the Union, he told Jake Tapper, that he never saw anything that was out of the ordinary about Biden's cognitive function. I talked to him on the telephone very often, he said. I never saw anything I thought was outside of the ordinary. He said, so I never saw anything I thought was unusual. Did he talk as swiftly as he used to talk? No, he didn't. Did he walk as swiftly? No, he didn't. But that's to be expected. That's what I keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bombshell. Normal aging. 80.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Tapper then said, do you think Joe Biden really would have been able to perform as president all the way through January 2029 when he'd be 86? Clyburn said, yes, I thought that back then. I still think that. He said, it's not all about age. I've seen people develop Alzheimer's when they're in their 30s or 40s, so it's not about age. It's about the ability to do the job, and I never saw anything that allowed me to think that Joe Biden was not able to do the job. It's that simple.
Yep.
Thank you. Show me one thing where he wasn't an amazingly successful president.
And competent.
I mean, I get it. We live in a TV age, and he looked and sounded old. His voice was hoarse, like, whatever, but that didn't... Okay, this whole thing is... It literally is going to make me even more...
Oh, that's... Oh, no.
No, but, you know, JoJo from Jurors was with him
All the time, yeah.
All the time, said the same thing. And this is what pisses me off about the Lindy Lees of the world. Guess who else was there all the time with Biden and talking about how sharp he was?
So if he was really that bad, why didn't you say anything?
So now you're blaming Democrats and the Democratic Party and, oh, you were lied to and there's a cover-up? You were with him, personally. Talked about how kind he was to your father. You know, I'm just wondering how she's feeling today, you know, hearing this, you know, and knowing what a good, decent man Biden is, and that he was fine all the times you saw him, that you didn't. It's just, the people, it's the, all the people surrounding this that are making me the most just in my mouth.
How do you really feel?
It's not all the way up. Okay.
Yet.
Oh, speaking of J.D. Vance is a so who posted this? Imagine says, J.D. Vance called the Ukraine war Joe Biden's war.
Oh, please.
Even after his cancer diagnosis is as classless as those people who don't even have the balls to call it what it is, Vladimir Putin's war. Thank you. Oh, how's that plan going to end in a day? Not so good? How was his very fine call with Putin?
Non-existent,
yeah,
practically.
Nothing happened. That's what happened. Him saying, bear, please, no, stop, kayak. Wah, wah, wah.
Bear! Stop that! Stop that, bear!
Who was it Joe Walsh said? He says he's not, people are saying like Putin played him. He's like, no, he's on Putin's side.
Yeah.
He's negotiating for Putin. He's not. Okay. One last one. Allison says, it's terrifying to imagine how many men, women, and children will be diagnosed with late stage cancer in the ER after Trump's big, beautiful bill throws 14 million Americans off Medicaid. They will lose access to their primary care doctors and preventative screenings. It's going to be a bloodbath. Maybe journalists can report this with the same energy and breathlessness they're using to pile on Joe Biden. Not to mention he's dismantling most of Joe Biden's cancer moonshot stuff, cancer research, cancer funding.
I don't understand.
And that's
why.
Not a bigger story.
I don't get it. What's the point of that?
I don't get it either. Jackie Cashion, our friend comedian, said, I repeat, Republicans have left basic decency behind, not even caring about the people in their own lives that have cancer and how that might make them feel. Nothing. Empty. That's what it is. Connie in Colorado. Hey, Connie, welcome.
Hello, how are you guys today? I'm calling about my cousin Sandy. She's my first cousin, and her daughter went into the ER with a cough that she had for a long time. And, you know, they did a bunch of tests, and they found out she had lung cancer, and it was very advanced. Yeah. So these things do happen.
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. All the time.
Yeah, my sister was coughing and coughing and coughing. She was a smoker.
Yeah.
So you cough, you know, and then one time she
have allergies.
Yeah, yeah, but she coughed blood once, and that scared her. And so she went to her local doctor, and they said, it could be Giardia because she had that. And she's like, okay. So that's where her brain went, not to the scary part. And it got worse and worse and worse. So finally she came out here, went to an oncologist, and they discovered she had lung cancer, and she was gone. She was diagnosed in August of 2001 and died in January of 2002.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's insane because, again, Biden has been the one that's disclosed everything from a real doctor and a real medical report. Every year he's been vice president and president. Mm-hmm. And it's just, okay. Boy, it's just insane on its face to think that, like, he would be hiding cancer. I mean, okay.
Of all people, he would not be hiding cancer.
Right. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Whee!
Yes, it's in my big jumbo thing. That's water. That I have the Native Hydrate product in because that's fantastic too. But in my coffee, depends on when you tune in. If I'm still on my coffee, I have Native Path Collagen in there. Great company, great products. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there is a critical reason why ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. It's a collagen. After a certain age, we have a rapid decline in collagen and leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, visible signs of aging. This is not a generic supplement. It is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that is helping men and women significantly strengthen bones, reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, improve cellulite. I mean, OMG. Right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can get up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Okay, fine. Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller, Stephanie Miller!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 T billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now. Well, in 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? A lot of us do these days. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. That's why people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and Transgender Law Center. Join today and you'll get all you want from your mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you'll get much more. You'll get a smart and easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo Mobile is simple and a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, use the code STEPH25 and you'll get 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in the code STEPH25 for that 25% off your service. Credo Mobile.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here. Yay! And Bella with a Z.
Yes.
Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete. Good morning. Hello, Pete. Oh, did I do that wrong? Yes, I did. Hi, Pete. Pete. Okay, let's just see if it's the whole thing. Hi, Barbara in Arkansas. Barbara, hello.
I'm not Pete, but okay. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Go ahead.
So let me quickly say this, because I've been a longtime listener to Tom Hartman and Dean, and just found you in the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh.
And this is the issue. I've traveled a lot. I'm from the South, but I've traveled a lot, and I lived in upstate New York, and I've lived all over in different countries. Things that you all do not understand still is that both parties are extremely corrupt, and we know that from years and years and years. I'm from the 60s.
Both sides.
I've been an
both
activist.
Sides don't do it, Barbara. They're just, there is no equivalency.
No.
There just is not.
No. Don't throw that word in there, equivalency. No, he's the worst of the worst of the worst.
Who?
But we've all, they've all done it. So don't throw
who
in
who are
equivalency
we talking about?
Because they've all...
We're
talking about how they've used the system to make themselves richer and better and everything else.
Okay. All right, Barbara. Oops, something happened to our phone line. Anyway.
Well, you are saving money.
This is exactly how we get here.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party, not perfect, but there is no, this is how we got here. Both sides are equally corrupt, blah, blah, blah. Biden crime family. No! Joe Biden has not been convicted of any crime ever. There's no, it's just, oh my God. This is, I don't know, Jody, how we, help mommy. Okay. Jody, who said Joe Biden, even at his most inarticulate, even with his voice weakened by age, has more of a commitment to an understanding of what America at its best means to the world and who our real friends are and must always be than every member of the Trump administration combined? Who said that?
Matlock.
No, that was Thomas Friedman writing in the New York Times. By the by, hold please. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Okay. Hi, Bella.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Girl.
Hey. Oh, my God.
No, we have Caroline Levitt
We have so
up.
Much coming up.
Right.
There was so much from her. She would not shut up yesterday.
She's not the brightest bulb in the room.
Okay. Here it is. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Anytime.
For that crowd noise. Okay. No, Malcolm Kenyatta. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad he's in our party. One of the, you know, the youngins. He said the Democrats have major issues to address. It's why I ran. But going on TV every day to say Democrats suck doesn't fix a single one of them.
Right.
Thank you, caller. God, both sides equally corrupt. I'm going to vomit. Okay. And here's my other point. Lauren said, don't allow Republicans in the media to fool you. Joe has always been very open and honest about mm-hmm. his health. He's had skin cancer. He has arthritis in his spine, spinal stenosis, peripheral neuropathy in both of his feet. How do I know this? Because he told us. He always published everything his doctors told him in his physicals. It's all public record, and you can still pull it up if you'd like. They're lying to you. Don't fall for the okey-doke. And then just, what do you call it, Eggie says, if Biden mentioned stage 9 cancer twice in the same press conference, the headlines would be all about his mental decline. But
yep.
Trump can be the apotheosis of Dunning-Kruger, and it's just another Monday.
Yep.
That's how we got here.
Yep.
That's how we both sided our way to fascism. Steve in L.A. Hi, Steve. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi.
I just think that in these trying times, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, we can all agree that it's fun to tease Chris Lavoie, especially if he's wrong.
Yes, particularly behind his back when he's not here. So go
to
ahead.
To defend himself.
Exactly why I called, because he's on vacation. So
coward.
So on Blue Sky, back when it was like in 2023 in the spring, the collective hive had decided that it was to post on Blue Sky, the verb or the noun was skeet, as in he skeeted or I read her skeet. Now, everyone, Bella can back me up on this. It could be construed as dirty if you wanted to,
yeah.
But we all know it's an FCC-compliant word.
Correct.
And I mentioned this to Chris, and he got so worked up that I just wanted to mention this to you now while he's gone.
Coward. Entire audience of cowards. All right. It's my job to make fun of Chris Lavoie when he's not here. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe.
And we've decided to cancel the banana bread competition.
What? Oh, no!
Yeah.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump has arrived at the Capitol as some fellow Republicans are balking at supporting a multi-trillion dollar budget package. ABC's Jay O'Brien's there.
President Trump coming in person to close this deal, try to influence these holdouts to get in line days out from when Speaker Mike Johnson wants to put this legislation on the floor for a vote.
On his arrival, the president was asked about proposed Medicaid cuts in the bill.
Waste, fraud, and abuse. There's tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse. There's incompetent things putting.
Mortgage rates have gone up again. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage now over 7%. More than 30 million Americans under new weather alerts as there's tornado cleanup in many states overnight and last weekend. A fourth of 10 New Orleans jail escapees has been captured as some staffers working for local prosecutors have left the city temporarily, afraid the escapees might be coming after them. This is ABC News.